paid into Medicare for decades. Don't spend retirement limping. The Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. It's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000.
James Van Ostel, it is WGN with Carrie Colleton on the phone. Carrie is a co-founder of Record Store Day. And Carrie, let's start with a little history. Record Store Day proper happens every April. What is it?
It is simply a day that celebrates three parts of what make a record store. The people who run it, the people who shop in it, and the musicians who make what's sold in it.
And how long this started? Just under 10 years ago?
Yeah. The one coming up in April 2016 will be our ninth year.
That's fantastic. Now, how many stores, on an average, annually participate in Record Store Day?
Well, it fluctuates. It comes and goes. But I'd say probably fully participating in the U.S., about 600, 700. There are about 1,000 listed. And every store gets to choose how much they take part. They can do anything they want, from just opening their doors on that day and saying Happy Record Store Day, or stores having giant parties and celebrations. It's whatever that store wants to do.
And I should take a step back. I guess we should define Record Store Day. For a consumer, what does it mean to me? What is it?
Well, we started this whole thing because in 2007, 2008, there were a lot of physical stores that sold music closing, and a lot of those were very large national chains, Tower, FYE, that sort of thing. And we noticed that in the press, in the media, and kind of in the general perception, everybody thought, oh, well, I guess it's a sign of the times. Record stores were great, but they're all dead. But we, and I should say that everyone who is a co-founder of Record Store Day or an organizer of it now, this is a project for us. It's not our job. Our day-to-day jobs are also part of the record store world, and we knew that record stores were doing just fine, that there were independently owned brick-and-mortar stores in communities all across the country and really all across the world who were serving their communities, who were talking to people about music and introducing people to new music and bringing that joy of music into people's lives every day. And we knew that their stores were doing fine. They were flourishing. But we decided to have a party, which is what Record Store Day is. We decided to have a party to celebrate those stores and to invite the world, and specifically the media, to let people know that they were doing just fine.
What is it about records for you on a personal level?
I'm an Army brat, and when I would travel around when I was a kid, about 2 years between moves, that means you have to, A, spend a lot of time alone, and B, make a lot of new friends really quickly. Music and records was an easy way for me to spend time alone and also to talk to other people and find out, oh, you like this record? I like this record. Okay, maybe we can be friends. How about this record? You know, and moving around the country, I got to listen to a bunch of different things because, you know, it travels in pockets. People in one place like one thing, kids in one place like another, and that sort of thing. It was kind of a constant in my childhood. And then when I went to college, was the first time I worked in a record store. And it was just a really welcoming, warm community. And I kind of found a home there among other people. I don't play an instrument. I can't sing. I can't do any of that. But I really like music and what is on those records. I like what it says about what the artist is trying to get across through music is really fascinating to me.
So as a collector, I mean, all collectors have those 5, 10, 100 pieces that just define them. They're prized possessions. What's on your shelf that you just, that's the first thing you're taking out of a burning apartment?
I'm kind of in love with everything Joe Strummer ever did. Joe Strummer of The Clash. So I'm taking those records. I came up in college through the days of Camper Van Beethoven and the Pixies and that sort of thing. So there's a section of records that, you know, I probably destroyed them. I've played them so much. those are coming with me. And then there are records like, you know, my father gave me Thriller when I was a kid. That's coming with me. I can vividly remember opening that and knowing even as a young kid, wow, my dad doesn't listen to this record, but he knew. And he went to a record store and talked to someone, and someone suggested this for him. And he did it as a way of reaching out to me. So that sort of thing.
So when this interview's over, can we just hang out and play Eye of Fatima on repeat?
Absolutely.
Good to know. All right, so Black Friday, this is an extension of the Record Store Day brand. When did Black Friday promotion for Record Store Day start?
We started this about 5 years ago, so, you know, about 3 years into doing Record Store Day. And you know, I mentioned earlier Record Store Day is a project for us. Mm-hmm. And that third Saturday in April is definitely the biggest thing we do all year. But we work year-round to try and do what our mission is, and that's promote record stores, celebrate them, and let the world know that they're there. And when you, I mean, it's almost unquestionable at this point that Black Friday is the biggest shopping day of the year and also the biggest retail story of the year in the press. There's pretty much no media outlet that's not going to tell a story about Black Friday. And we decided that, you know, if you're going to tell a story about retail, you're going to go shopping, why wouldn't we try and get record stores to be a part of that day? Those stores had kind of reported that, yeah, it was like a regular day for us. We're not really pushing ourselves. You know, people go to giant stores at 3 a.m, crawl all over each other to get really low prices on pretty much mass-produced stuff.
Exactly.
We kind of decided to turn that on its ear because a record store, there's literally nothing inside the walls of a record store that doesn't make a good gift. Nothing.
I agree.
You know, from the biggest box set to whatever tiny little keychain or whatever cute thing is at the counter, you could give anything in a record store as a gift to someone for something. And we just, it just kind of clicked with us that, wow, you know, we don't have to go on and on about cheap stuff, although not everything in a record store costs a lot of money by any means. But why aren't we promoting the fact that if you're really going to go out shopping, you're really going to start your holiday shopping experience, why wouldn't you want to do it at a record store? And we knew from experience that the special releases that were part of Record Store Day, the list, those got a lot of attention. People got excited about those. They garnered a lot of attention.
I want to talk about some of the releases for this year, some of the highlights for Black Friday. Let's take a break, and we'll come back. Carrie Colleton, co-founder of Record Store Day, is on the phone. This is WGN. James Van Ostel, it is WGN with Carrie Colleton on the phone. Carrie is co-founder of Record Store Day. And Carrie, let's start with a little history. Record Store Day proper happens every April. What is it?
It is simply a day that celebrates three parts of what make a record store. The people who run it, the people who shop in it, and the musicians who make what's sold in it.
And how long did this started? Just under 10 years ago?
Yeah. The one coming up in April 2016 will be our ninth year.
That's fantastic. Now, how many stores, on an average, annually participate in Record Store Day?
Well, it fluctuates. It comes and goes. But I'd say probably fully participating in the U.S., about 600, 700. There are about 1,000 listed. And every store gets to choose how much they take part. they can do anything they want, from just opening their doors on that day and saying Happy Record Store Day, or stores having giant parties and celebrations. It's whatever that store wants to do.
And I should take a step back. I guess we should define Record Store Day. For a consumer, what does it mean to me? What is it?
Well, you know, we started this whole thing because in 2007, 2008, there were a lot of physical stores that sold music closing, and a lot of those were very large national chains, Tower, FYE, that sort of thing. And we noticed that in the press, in the media, and kind of in the general perception, everybody thought, oh, well, I guess it's a sign of the times. Record stores were great, but they're all dead. But we, and I should say that everyone who is a co-founder of Record Store Day or an organizer of it now, this is a project for us. It's not our job. Our day-to-day jobs are also part of the record store world. And we knew that record stores were doing just fine, that there were independently owned brick-and-mortar stores in communities all across the country and really all across the world who were serving their communities, who were talking to people about music and introducing people to new music and bringing that joy of music into people's lives every day. And we knew that their stores were doing fine. They were flourishing. But we decided to have a party, which is what Record Store Day is. We decided to have a party to celebrate those stores and to invite the world, and specifically the media, to let people know that they were doing just fine.
What is it about records for you on a personal level?
Well, I'm an Army brat. And when I would travel around when I was a kid, about 2 years between moves, that means you have to, A, spend a lot of time alone, and B, make a lot of new friends really quickly. Music and records was an easy way for me to spend time alone and also to talk to other people and find out, oh, you like this record? I like this record. Okay, maybe we can be friends. How about this record? You know, and moving around the country, I got to listen to a bunch of different things that because, you know, it travels in pockets. People in one place like one thing, kids in one place like another, and that sort of thing. It was kind of a constant in my childhood. And then when I went to college, was the first time I worked in a record store, and it was just a really welcoming, warm community, and I kind of found a home there among other people. I don't play an instrument. I can't sing. I can't do any of that. But I really like music and what is on those records. I like what it says about what the artist is trying to get across through music is really fascinating to me.
So as a collector, I mean, all collectors have those 5, 10, 100 pieces that just define them. They're prized possessions. What's on your shelf that you just, that's the first thing you're taking out of a burning apartment?
I'm kind of in love with everything Joe Strummer ever did, Joe Strummer of The Clash. So I'm taking those records. I came up in college through the days of Camper Van Beethoven and the Pixies and that sort of thing. So there's a section of records that, I probably destroyed them. I played them so much. those are coming with me. And then there are records like, you know, my father gave me Thriller when I was a kid. That's coming with me. I can vividly remember opening that and knowing even as a young kid, wow, my dad doesn't listen to this record, but he knew. And he went to a record store and talked to someone, and someone suggested this for him, and he did it as a way of reaching out to me. So that sort of thing.
So when this interview's over, can we just hang out and play Eye of Fatima on repeat?
Absolutely.
Good to know. All right, so Black Friday, this is an extension of the Record Store Day brand. When did Black Friday promotion for Record Store Day start?
We started this about 5 years ago, so, you know, about 3 years into doing Record Store Day. I mentioned earlier Record Store Day is a project for us. Mm-hmm. And that third Saturday in April is definitely the biggest thing we do all year. But we work year-round to try and do what our mission is, and that's promote record stores, celebrate them, and let the world know that they're there. And when you, I mean, it's almost unquestionable at this point that Black Friday is the biggest shopping day of the year and also the biggest retail story of the year in the press. There's pretty much no media outlet that's not going to tell a story about Black Friday. And we decided that, you know, if you're going to tell a story about retail, you're going to go shopping, why wouldn't we try and get record stores to be a part of that day? Those stores had kind of reported that, yeah, it was like a regular day for us. We're not really pushing ourselves. You know, people go to giant stores at 3 a.m, crawl all over each other to get really low prices on pretty much mass-produced stuff.
Exactly.
We kind of decided to turn that on its ear because a record store, there's literally nothing inside the walls of a record store that doesn't make a good gift. Nothing.
I agree.
You know, from the biggest box set to whatever tiny little keychain or whatever cute thing is at the counter, you could give anything in a record store as a gift to someone for something. And we just, it just kind of clicked with us that, wow, you know, we don't have to go on and on about cheap stuff, although not everything in a record store costs a lot of money by any means. But why aren't we promoting the fact that if you're really going to go out shopping, you're really going to start your holiday shopping experience, why wouldn't you want to do it at a record store? And we knew from experience that the special releases that were part of Record Store Day, the list, those got a lot of attention. People got excited about those. They garnered a lot of attention.
I want to talk about some of the releases for this year, some of the highlights for Black Friday. Let's take a break, and we'll come back. Carrie Colleton, co-founder of Record Store Day, is on the phone. This is WGN.